Now I'm with Shane Lambert. Shane, who do you represent at today's event and where are you from?
I'm a member of the Impact Trade Union. I work in South Dublin County Council. I'm originally from Kimmage in Dublin, but I'm living in Baltinglass in County Wicklow.
And Shane, what prompted you to come here today?
I suppose over the last 2 years, with everything that's gone on, everybody has an opinion or a story or an idea on how it should be done. We've all kind of had to sit helplessly, I suppose, over the last number of years and have decisions made for us and our future being shaped for us, possibly in a negative way in a lot of aspects, by the people that are in charge. I think this is about people being able to sit and try and influence change for themselves, to be in control of their own future and to claim our future, as the slogan goes. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to bring my ideas to the table rather than sitting at home keeping them to myself and shouting them maybe at a television screen on a Monday night.
Shane, compared to me as a relative young person, have you found that your peers, your age group, have switched off, or are they beginning to get wound up about the situation?
I think... Over the initial, I suppose there was an element of shock when everything hit. We had it, I suppose, well, the phrase is we had it good, which might not necessarily be the case, but we'd been living in this boom and this bubble for so long that I think when it did pop, there was an element of shock, and it took a while for the realisation of things to sink in and what was happening. I suppose we were left a little bit lost, and the guidance or leadership wasn't there to take us out of that. Then the decisions were being made, which were obviously affecting many people's lives, and I think the initial, I'm sure that everybody here will draw a consensus that something needs to be done to help the economy. It was when the decisions that were being made for us to help the economy, number one, weren't having the desired effect, and number two, were crippling us even more, that people have started to look at the options themselves. How can they influence the change? How can they get involved? And I think there's very much a progression now for people to come to the fore and bring something to the table rather than sit back and complain.
Interesting. Tell me, in that regard, do you think that the time of talking is past? Do we need to do something more, perhaps more aggressive, like taking to the streets like the French?
I'm not saying I would disagree with the points of the French and what they've done, but I think you have to have your constructive argument in behind that. I think if you're going to take to the streets, you have to look at what you want to achieve and will it achieve that. To be honest, I don't think that taking to the streets over here is going to have the desired effect. At the end of the day, I mean, even if we do, let's say we do manage to overthrow the government, as the saying would be, we're all just going to sit around the table and go, what next? So I think we have to have the constructive dialogue in the background. We have to sit down, we have to work together collectively, come up with proposals, come up with real viable alternatives and put them into play and try and empower ourselves to a way that we don't need to take ourselves to the street to have our voice heard, that we can implement these in a manner in which they will be heard.
From your experience today, Shane, at the session and the round tables and so on, what have you formed an impression halfway through the event?
Yeah, I've actually been quite shocked at our table. I'm sure it's the case with most tables, but we've 10 very different personalities and 10 very strong personalities. And I say if there was a bar involved and a couple of pints, it might get a little bit heated. But to be honest, it's been very strange because while they've been very different personalities and very strong personalities, we've managed to find that happy ground on a lot of the subjects. We've managed to find that middle ground, that place, and draw consensus. And it's just, I suppose, when you're sitting down and you initially make your own perceptions on your points and then you hear the take from someone else's side, it does lend you to kind of, oh, well, maybe I'm, hold on a second, and you take that step back, which is needed sometimes, and those couple of seconds to reflect on what you're about to do. I think it's been, I'm very surprised actually how well it's gone. I'm very surprised at how well it's been organised, and I think it has real potential to achieve something.
Do you think, Shane, that the groundswell that we're seeing here today, do you think that's going to change the political will of the system to make the changes that we're talking about?
I think what we've seen today may not change it on its own, but it may be the catalyst that brings about a movement to change the political system that we're trying to do. Rome wasn't built in a day. Unfortunately, our economy was burst in a day. But I think what we're doing here is the start. We've given people the forum. We're putting the ideas together. We're showing that there is an alternative, that this can work, that we can sit at tables. People from all stretches of Ireland are here today bringing their ideas to the front. And I can't see how in any way that could be a negative thing.
What do you want, you as Shane Lambert from Wicklow, what do you want out of today?
I suppose I want to walk away here feeling that I've achieved something today, that I've brought something to the table, that I've managed to vent some of the frustrations I have constructively into ideas, into possible policy changes, into interpretations on how things could be or should be. And I've managed to do that and put my point across to 10 people who are complete strangers to me at a table, and maybe given them some food for thought, and also they've given me some food for thought. I think if I walk away from here with that today, I'll be happy in the knowledge that that alone could be the start of something big, and maybe it could go to another level, and I'll be quite prepared to stay involved and to continue on with it.
Excellent. And my last question, that if I could give you the power here today, give the executive power to make one change in society, what would it be?
To make it more equal. To make it fairer and equal. I don't begrudge anyone doing well for themselves or anyone achieving heights that they want to set and succeed. But likewise, I don't begrudge anyone some basic rights. And I think everybody has a basic right to have a family, a roof over their head and food on the table. And I think we need to make sure that we live in a society that recognises that and that works to achieve that on the bottom as well as the top.
Thank you very much, Shane Lambert from Wicklow. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.